Hello, listeners. Nina here to tell you that I am now booking podcast sponsorships for this spot right here at the beginning of the show for the fall. If you are interested because you are an author or you are a coach or you have any kind of business that you think listeners of this show would want to know about, this is a great opportunity for you. Find any details you need about how to sponsor episodes up to 2, 3, or 4 weeks, newsletter posts, and social media posts. Look in the show notes under how to sponsor an episode. You will get all the information you could possibly need. I will let you know what's available and I will enjoy working with you. Now on to the episode. Welcome to Dear Nina, Conversations About Friendship. I'm so glad you're here. I have a lot of new listeners from that episode I had a couple weeks ago on NPR's Life Kit. So welcome if you are new. It's really fun to see a big jump in listeners. I value all the listeners that have been here all along too, of course. Thank you for continuing to come back to be part of these conversations about making friends, keeping friends, sometimes losing friends. Keeping friends is really the biggest bucket of the three areas I talk about here. Before we get started, I want to read my latest review to you. I have not done that before. I have never read my reviews out loud. This one touched me so much. I have to read it. And it will tie into the end of the episode. So just stay with me and it will all come together. Thank you to the person who wrote this. I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. And the review says, I just found this podcast after reading an NPR article about Nina. I've already listened to 6 episodes. I have been reflecting on and reading about friendship for the last 2 years, and I really wish I had known about this podcast before. There's so much in here that is helpful for anyone who wants to improve their friendship life, especially Nina's repetitive call to not keep record of who has reached out last. As someone who overthinks about who is doing the relationship work, I really needed to hear this. Thank you. Okay, this makes me happy on so many levels. This person's right. I do repeat that a lot. It is definitely a huge theme of the show. And when I'm a guest on other podcasts, they pick that up too. And I say that a lot because it is a huge problem in friendships. When I say it's a problem, I mean, it's a problem that people think is a problem that doesn't have to be a problem. But that's not what today's episode's about. So you're going to have to go back and find all the other episodes, which are many, where I talk about why you shouldn't keep score, especially about who reaches out. So thank you to that person who wrote the review. Moving on to the June challenge and just the whole idea of the challenges on Dear Nina and what they're for. The friendship challenges are in that keeping friends bucket because what they are meant to do is push you towards different ways of changing perhaps some of the things you're doing that will allow you to keep friends longer, have friendships be deeper, have your friendships feel good. Doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong right now. It means we can always tweak and improve. And I would guess that you're not listening to this episode or clicking on anything that says friendship challenge if you weren't up for the challenge. If you didn't feel like, yeah, I think things could be a little tighter, a little better, a little deeper, a little more fun. Since this is June, it is our 6th Friendship Challenge of 2025. I love coming up with these because they're really organic. I didn't think of them all in January. I thought of a few in January. And then as time has gone on and I hear from more people, I get anonymous letters. I see what people who are listeners of this show, who are readers of the Substack, which is at dearnina.substack.com. I read your stuff. I listen to what you're telling me. And that's where the challenges come from. We're in conversation together. It's my favorite part about doing what I do is being able to talk to people and to hear what you're going through and see patterns and themes. Most of us are not terribly original, which is actually a relief. It should be a relief to hear that some of the things you're struggling with in your friendships, you're not alone at all. If you are part of my Facebook group at Dear Nina the Group, you know that. The comments you leave there are so helpful, so thoughtful. Oftentimes people get there before I do, and I appreciate it. If you want to see all the other challenges and you haven't had a chance to listen to them and you just want a quick read through without listening to them, although they are short episodes, so I do recommend them. But if you just want to read about them, that will be down in the show notes. I will have the newsletter that goes with each of the episodes about the challenge easily accessible. You could look down and see in whatever app you are listening in right now, Apple, Spotify, anything, even YouTube, you can see the different places to click other challenges or other links that I ever mentioned. Okay, let's get to today's challenge already. Enough preamble. June's challenge is to ask a favor of a friend. It is actually harder for some people than you would think. If you have no problem asking for help, this won't be hard, but I still want you to do it this month because maybe you haven't done it in a while. And the reason I want you to do this is that asking for a favor is a great way to feel closer to a friend. It's a great way for you to feel closer, but even more importantly, it's actually a great way for your friend to feel closer to you. And it's for some reasons that you might already have thought of yourself, but just in case you haven't, it shows a sign of trust. You trust this person enough to ask them to help you. It actually is not that easy to ask for help. We live in a society that is so heavily pushed towards independence and grit, and I don't need anybody. For this month, I really want us to be thinking about how we could be functioning better as a society. Not only is it okay to admit that, it's actually really important to admit it. Because that is how our society works best. The whole it takes a village concept. I really believe that. A low-hanging fruit way to just get that feeling started, to feel it in your life, is to ask somebody for help. And then hopefully they will ask you for help one day and you will have that feeling of, oh, this person really trusts me. It creates intimacy in a friendship. So reason number one to ask a friend a favor is that it shows your friend you trust them. Reason number two is that it creates intimacy. And it doesn't have to be a big favor. Okay, I'm talking small things. A friend the other day asked me, because I was going to a graduation party that she wasn't able to make it to, can you bring the gift for me? Okay, this is a tiny favor, but it really saved her time and helped her out. And she wanted to be able to give this graduating senior a gift. She wanted him to have it right away. She knew his party was that day. So she, as a friend to that family, wanted the gift to be there. And I, as her friend, was able to help her by bringing it. No big deal. She actually made it extra easy by dropping it off at my house. That wasn't necessary, though. She lives close to me. I absolutely could have just picked it up at her house, which would have been a favor, right? That would have been an extra little stop. No big deal. I would have been happy to do it. There are other little favors you can ask of people. They don't have to be enormous. It doesn't have to be something like, will you help me move out of my apartment? Although, obviously, that's a huge favor to ask, and it is something you can ask a friend, and then you can assume that that friend will ask you for a big favor one day. And that's how friendship works. We help each other. I think if you are scared to ask somebody to help you, you have to really investigate in yourself if you don't really want people to ask your help. That might be part of it. And it's something to push yourself on. It is part of friendship and community to be inconvenienced. Quick break to let you know that Friendship Day is coming up on August 3rd, and it's a great excuse to let your friends know how important they are to you. A big part of maintaining those bonds is to show your friends they're appreciated. If you're baking cookies, for example, make extra and drop them off for your friend. Sharing quality time is so important, and Wesson Cooking Oil wants to make that happen for one lucky person. In honor of Friendship Day, our friends at Wesson are giving away a girls' night out valued at $500. Find the contest at Wesson on Instagram and look for the pinned post to find out how to participate. Good luck, everyone, and back to the show. So you might feel that slight concern. Okay, if I ask this person to help me move, they're going to ask me one day. Yes, that is true. Now, it doesn't have to be tit for tat. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that I am against everything has to be exactly the same. And if I do this one thing for you, you do this exact thing for me. It shouldn't be that way. But in reality, sometimes that is how it goes. Oh, I asked you to spend the entire day packing up boxes with me. You may ask me to do the same. And hopefully, as a good friend, I would be willing to do it. Asking a friend for a favor. It is not something I invented. I can't even tell you where I heard it for the first time. It's just I've known for a long time, having written about friendship for over a decade, that it is a known thing that asking a friend to do a favor makes the person who was asked feel closer to the asker. One person I definitely heard it from was Gretchen Rubin, who studies happiness, who was also a guest on this show. I will link her episode in the show notes. We didn't talk about this topic. We talked about a different topic, but I learned from her work on happiness. Happiness studies show providing support is just as important as getting support. This is what I'm saying too. By asking a friend for a favor, you are providing an opportunity. You are giving them the chance to provide support, which will make them feel good. You are allowing your friend to feel closer to you. And this will make your friend feel good about your friendship. This is not meant to be manipulative. I could hear how it might sound that way. It's not meant to trick your friend into feeling closer to you. It's almost a way of just demonstrating that you already are close. It's like a reminder, because you're not going to ask someone for a favor who you don't have some relationship with. So this is just a demonstration of that closeness. Now, you don't have to be very, very tight best friends to ask for a small favor. What are some favors? Can you grab my mail while I'm out of town? Can you water my plants? So this might be more appropriate for someone who lives in your neighborhood. I don't think I would ask someone to drive 45 minutes to water your plants. That's maybe beyond a favor. It doesn't even have to be something that is in person. It could be, can you look at this email really fast? I want to make sure the tone is what I really had in mind. That's a favor, an easy favor, but it's still a favor. You could ask for a recommendation for something that you need to do, a new hairstylist or something. Anything that takes someone's time is a little favor. There's little favors and big favors. Ask something of each other. Don't be scared to ask for help, even in the smallest ways. And that's a good way to practice asking for help in bigger ways. I want to take this one step further. And I want you to consider if there's ever been a time in your life when you heard that a friend asked a different friend a favor and you felt that little feeling of, oh, I wonder why they didn't ask me. Then you know that being asked to do something is not a bad thing, that we actually feel a little weird, a little funny, a little something's off if we hear that our good friend or decent enough friend asked somebody else, especially if it seemed like they should have asked you, like you were together recently or you live near them or something. You kind of go, oh, why didn't they ask me for a ride? And you kind of wonder, have you made it seem like you're not the kind of person they can ask for a favor? That's maybe a twinge on the overthinking side, and you have to be careful about that. Episode 146, which was not that long ago, I talked to Dr. Jackie Henry about overthinking and ruminating, and I'm not suggesting you go in that direction. I just bring that to point out that we do want friends to feel comfortable asking us to do things, and the way that we foster that comfort is by asking our friends for help. We have to show that this is a relationship where we can ask each other to do things, where we are that level of friendship. Sometimes the asking of the favor precedes the level of friendship. You get closer because you asked for a favor, and you get closer because you made it clear that that person can ask you for a favor. Society is improved because of it. Relates a little bit to an episode I will be sharing soon with the co-directors of a great Netflix documentary called Join or Die, which is not about favors. It's about joining clubs and being part of something larger than yourself. There's some similar themes here. So I'm going to suggest that Netflix documentary as something that's related to this challenge, but also you will enjoy the episode even more. You don't need to have watched the documentary to enjoy that episode that is coming up this month, but you'll definitely enjoy it on a different level hearing from the co-directors who are brother and sister. They're great, Pete and Rebecca Davis. So that's something to look forward to this month. So many great episodes coming up. Really am loving the growth of this community, of this podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you to some of you who have left reviews. Like I stated at the beginning, it really makes my day. I mean, how could it not? So I guess that's a favor I am asking you. I'm asking you as a favor to go on Apple, because that seems to be the place that shows up, write a review and leave me 5 stars if you have gotten something out of this show. Even one time, if you've listened to 1 or 2 episodes and you've got something out of it, it would mean a lot to me as a favor to me, because it helps other people find the show. Apple makes it kind of a pain. I'm not going to tell you it 5 seconds. Probably take you 2 minutes total, but that's a favor in this busy world. So thank you for considering it. I will see you next week. I hope you have a great week. When our friendships are going well, we are happier all around, and go ahead and ask someone to help you. Thank you. Bye.